Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
International audience on Ustream, we believe that God is raising up a company of people that's going to rise up. And this is our time, America, Europe, China, Africa. This is our time to begin to build. And we welcome you that God's word will begin to penetrate your heart as you begin to hear all that the Spirit is saying. You know, I want to remind you that no matter what church you're going to, there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. If you'll get in the water, you can get wet, because God is doing something now here on planet Earth. And again, we welcome you here as you hear the word. John chapter 8 and verse 31. You still got your Bible? Is it New York? Okay. I remember we gave it to you. I wonder if Big Eye still got his. Chapter 8, verse 31 said, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you will continue in my word, Jesus was saying this, if you will continue in my word, then you'll be my disciples. And only disciples will know the truth. And if you know the truth can make you free. And I want to share with you tonight about continuing to build. Just continuing to build. Because sometimes we can think, because we're Christians, that we're building. Are you with me? And God wants us to be builders, but he wants us that when we start to build, we got to continue. We got to finish strong. You know how important it is that we finish the same way we started? It reveals something. That's why Jesus could say, you know, you got to be saved at the end, not just the beginning. There's a lot of people that start off this fight. They start off going like this. They start off being strong. A lot of people like that, Pendergrass. A lot of people say, you know what? I joined the church. I'm with God. But who will continue? Will we be this fervent 10 years from now? Yeah. Will we be as strong and accurate 10 years from now? You know, most churches start off good with God. But what happens as you go along? You have to face things. You have to decide on some things. The Bible never says, God never says he'll keep things. He said he'll keep you. He never say your house. He never say your car. He said, I'll keep you. I'll sustain you. I'll build you. I'll grow you. This is why the world system is built to keep our eyes, keep our mental capacity on natural things. And some of us, we allow that to keep building us over and over. Are y'all with me? I want to start off giving you some things why people don't continue. Why they don't continue. The first thing is this, because they maximize their distractions. Whenever the enemy can get you to maximize your distraction, you're going to never be able to continue. You know, I know some people would debate me on this, theologians. They'll say all kind of stuff. And let me tell you something. Some of these guys are not in the river of God. You know, they'll tell you, oh, you know, take care of your family. Make sure your family and this and that. You can have a good family, Jalees, but no direction. I mean, that's just the reality. I remember being in the big church where I came from. And I remember they keep saying, family, family, family. But you had to tell most of the people, if they wasn't in the job system, you had to tell them to come in out of the rain. Spiritual things was dull, though they were involved in the church. Why? Because sometimes we allow distractions to be maximized. Let me give you an example of a distraction being maximized. Whenever you face obstacles with things that God already told you to do in that season, the only way that mountain gonna get elevated is you focus on it. You got to give it attention, Keisha, and then it'll blow up. When it comes to finances, you got to let it, it's going to blow up because you look at it like that. When it comes to whatever you're dealing with, I don't have this, or you don't do this. Why my mama? All this stuff. You got to look at that stuff and blow it up for it to really stop you. You leave out of church, leave out of the presence of God in your personal time. God speak to you. He confirm his word. And here you go back on the same world and you let people tell and they talking you out. Well, they saying and all that. Man, come on. Who's saying what? Whose report will you believe? You see why we can't go nowhere? Because it's like, okay, they're supposed to come after us. They're supposed to sing us. But you got to redeem. You got to say who you believe in. But if you maximize distractions, man, you know, every now and then something get under your skin. Just being human. Something get under your skin. Just being human. But you got to learn how to deal with that. Because the Bible says a person that's angry, a person that has no restraint, a person that don't show that, anything that cannot be conquered has to be controlled. So you ain't going to never, Cassandra, say, I ain't going to never get mad no more. That ain't going to never happen. But you got to bring it into submission to a point that when I get mad, I can't just let it go out. Because what scripture is that? Johnny ain't here tonight. Where it talks about a man that can't control their anger. It's in Proverbs. Yeah. He's like a city without walls. You can't. You don't want that man. Because that man will take Hurricane Katrina and put it when you go to an interview that you've been waiting on for 10 years and you get to the interview and they blow it up. You don't know when it's going to explode. You say, oh, well, I can deal. No, you can't deal with that because somebody that don't show restraint, you don't want to deal with them because they'll hit you up at the wrong time and it'll blow up. It'll blow up. Are you with me? Do not maximize your distractions. Paul, I believe, wrote Hebrews. He said, lay aside every weight that's easily tripping you up. He didn't say, folks, just lay it aside, okay? This is holding me down. Take the weight off. He didn't say the devil, but just take it off. Why carry this if this is not it? If this is not going to help me on my journey? Why carry it? This is why I'm telling you that we cannot maximize distractions. I've seen too many people when it comes to their marriage, they just keep blowing it up. She don't want to do this. He don't want to do it. What marriage you know that everybody do everything?
Come on now.
I mean, it's like a myth. You're listening to some James Dobson minute. And you think everything, it don't work like that. And you, sometimes Christians, we so gullible, we're living it now. You don't know nobody that live like that, and you still trying to believe something that ain't even there. You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. But if you maximize everything, well, you know, an argument will turn into you both of y'all downtown at the courthouse. You in jail. You sitting there and you'll be saying, oh, well, this is my, you all embarrassed to say that's my, that's your wife, man? Why? Because people exalt stuff. You're mad, man. You got to show some restraint. Don't go off on her like that. If he hits you, you better take it. Because if you hit him back and y'all start hitting, that's all she wrote. That's a brawl. Oh, I ain't going to hit my wife. Just come on, look at this. People say that. They'll say that, but those of y'all have been married, you've been on that road. You might not have done that, but you see that road. Oh, I believe that, because I can see that right here. I couldn't see it over here. I was talking crazy talk. The Lord put me together and all this crazy stuff. You're reading the marriage book and doing the seven steps, and then when you get in that road and you look down there, you say, shoot, I didn't. Not only can I see it, but he could have beat the nothing out of her. Shoot, I feel like that myself sometimes. You see yourself in that. Yeah. Oh, Christian married, I'll never leave. You're a liar if you're in here and you married and say you ain't never thought about leaving. You're lying. Yeah. Come on up, I'll cast the devils out of you. You're lying if you say I didn't think about it. You know, that ain't the truth. I didn't say you did it. We here. That proves that. But in your head, did I screw my life up? Oh, who could have been better? Who would have done better? You ever thought about that? Those of you that know other people and then you hear they're a doctor or a lawyer. You say, you mad at me now. This guy used to be fond of me. Just let me just think about it. I ain't say you're going to do nothing. I'm just saying the thought. You're lying if that thought don't come. Why? Because the devil always like to paint that picture. Now, you know good and well when you settle out, you look at it and say, man, look here. I didn't put too much into this. I ain't going through all of that again and start all over. No, it ain't worth all that. You get over there and they just turn into something else. You know it's going to happen. That's why that Hollywood view, you go out. You know, I was looking at TV today, and it was the guy who, I don't know what sitcom it was, but I just watched how they get to the table and had the bread. Good morning. But everything is crystal clear, and you got to be careful because that's what goes in our mind, and we start desiring that stuff. And you don't know the cost it takes for that. Some of that stuff, you got to be careful. You wanted it the right time. Because if you get it too early, it'll cost you something. Why? Because we're taking our distractions and we're maximizing them. Your children, they won't listen and they won't. Don't be saying that about your kids. You got to see it the way God sees it. And let it ride. You can't get in a ditch and then say, I'm going to not do it. You got to do it the way God wants you to do it. Are you with me? Amen. So you got to make sure you don't maximize. That's why people don't continue. They look at something as minor, and you make it major. That's why when we connect and you connecting with me, what I value, we got to have the same value system if we're in the same kingdom. Same Christ. What does he value? You know, some of y'all will go crazy over a house or a car. You know, you got to settle these things. You need these things. You got to make sure you're effective with these things. But you don't have to be rich to speak life to people. You don't have to be rich. I mean, I remember going to lunch with a few people years ago, and they thought that they had to pay. Like, no, you don't got to pay for me, man. I'll pay for you. You know, don't look at me like we a starter ministry and all that. What do you mean? I don't have $12 to pay for this? I picked the store so I knew I could handle it. So come on, I can get you. Why? Because I don't want you thinking like that. We got to ride with you. No, let's do it neutral. I ride with you, you ride with me. Why? You need to come and see how I am too. Sometimes your relationships get off like that. Some of y'all think it's okay for you to do that, but you set yourself up and it's not 50-50. In a relationship, it becomes straining because one person is doing everything. Shouldn't be like that. Because if I'm doing everything for you, I'm mentoring you. It's not mutual. You follow me? So there has to be a mutual ground that we all do that. We share the responsibility. That's what I'm telling y'all about Reach Now. You know, it should never be where only two people go out there like that. That's too much, too many of us. We can't do that anymore. People ought to be out here. We need to have 5, 6. And we was doing it on Tuesday and Thursday. The crew said we would have at least 6, 7 people there. 4 or 5 on a short day, maybe 3 or 2. But if jump back up that Thursday or that Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever we go. Why? Because y'all are dabbing in. You're coming in and you're doing that. But when you maximize your distractions, you never continue in the word. You'll always have a reason why you can't. What they say. Don't tell them no, they say. The banks, and they say that you have to do the, okay, I follow that, but then there's other ways to skin this cat. And I don't know how God going to do it, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to keep that same spirit. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Why? Because with God is not if, but when. If you believe that, you'll keep on going. Are you with me? So another thing why people don't continue is because, y'all heard this before, you have wrong association. You got lots that's leeching from you. You don't even know it. They're leeching. They're pulling everything from you. And you don't even know that. Some of you don't know if you're not building, you're being torn down. There's no middle ground. You can't have people around you. There's no such thing as they neutral. They're either building you. How do you know if somebody building you? When you get around them, they make you feel convicted in certain areas. And you do the same for them. When they tan from you, everything is natural. All you got to do is talk about, hey, Keisha, how you doing? What you, yeah, you going to the prom? You doing this? You going to the store? What you cooking on Wednesday? Lima beans? I'm going to do this. Yeah, my mama coming over. Did it. And I'm going to say, hey, what about God? What about the point where you look and you say, you know, I can see God doing some things in you? And not just ministry, because some of us, we be getting beyond the fact that you always got to give somebody a word. We get enough words. See, you can't sharpen with somebody that ain't sharp. Iron sharpens iron. And I think we fall short of that because we think that because you're with somebody, you got to sharpen each other. You got to be sharp to sharpen somebody. If I go and sit down and talk to certain people, you know, it's like, where are you building? What are you talking about? I've taught y'all, talk spiritual. Don't wait till the opportunity, because there ain't going to be no. The devil makes sure there is none. So you got to set the course with that. Set the course. Hey, let's talk about the natural and let's talk spiritual. What is God doing in your life? How's he transforming you? Then you get into ministry. You start sharpening each other. Being able to take something. Some of y'all got to be able to take some criticism. Ain't nobody going to tell you nothing good all the time, but you got to sharpen each other. You tell me something, I'll tell you something. Because you can't cut me and I'm bleeding. And you ain't got no blood. Come on over here, let me stab you one time too now. Together we'll go and we'll bleed together. That's mutual. You got to work on your relationship. Some of y'all stop doing that. You stop building with each other. You're hiding out in Impact. Not even Joel Church. You're hiding in here because you're not building anymore. You stop. That's the same message. I don't know what to preach because it's the message I'm telling you. You got to continue. Yeah. Some of y'all, you stop. Here we do two crusades, and all of a sudden now we back. I should have the same people doing everything for 4 weeks. We got to do it the whole week. You center your life around that. Next year in February when we get started, you can't go out of town the weekend we got reach. That means you're not with it. We're telling you this is when God wants us. We know what an emergency is, but you just can't say, well, I can't come because I got to go and take this to my auntie because she's making bread. Some of you have these kind of excuses, and then we'll say, God, we love you.
Right, right.
Come on. I mean, just naturally thinking, you can't do that. Now, you don't love God. You love his benefits, but you don't love God. Because if you love God, you're going to do his work. And if you are a person that got the wrong people around you, shoot, they'll make you feel like you're all right. Well, you've been Tuesday now. All you got to do is flip it and say, how many times you watch TV? How many hours you watch? You flipping through watching. I flipped the day. Looking through these little sitcoms, I was wondering, how many of you watch these things? What's the guy who on the loud guy with the DVDs? That's the first time I seen him.
White guy?
No, black guy. He's a comedian, got a little stomach. No. No, he got a little sitcom. He's an older guy. Meet the Browns, that was his name. I saw him, but he's actually funny, though. He's a little funny, though. He was, because he said some things today was funny. But that was the first time I seen him. But he has a sitcom. I thought he just had the DVDs. He actually had a sitcom. Yeah, but I was flipping through the TV today. So, and I was looking. You know, I was just thinking, how many of us do this? All I'm saying is watch TV. Do what you got to do. But give Caesar what Caesar. And God was God. Are you with me? That's all I'm saying. Don't look like it's not going to work or it can't work. Just give unto Caesar what Caesar and give unto God what God's. I can't tell you how many times we've seen people like that. They stop because they got the wrong people around them. Can y'all do us a favor for 2012? Get strong associates. Y'all got good, strong people in here. Try to link up. But stop knowing each other just by the natural. Stop that. Sometimes, y'all, when I connect with Danae right here in a spiritual way, even if she don't want to, her spirit will start to give me something. Because sometimes your posture for other people bring the best out of them. And that's all should be happening in here. Building. Connecting. Going to see how people are. You don't love people until you know what they've been through. How many of you know how Rosario got to the States? You ever sit down and talk to her? You ever know her history? How Marvy got here? How many children Marvy got? Do you know that? I'm just saying things that y'all may have said that maybe some of y'all don't even know. Y'all know Anthony had a lifestyle of homosexuality before. But have you got to understand how that works in case somebody come? Did you know that Carla was married before and Keisha was too? Maybe they could tell you some things. Some you don't even know. You just, oh, the Lord gonna bless. That's how you think. Do you think like this? Or do you just sit there and pass judgment? Man, you can't build with people like that. I remember Woody Butler. He's the pastor. What the church is in West Ashley? Abundant Life. Woody Butler. I judge him. Because guess why I judge him, Kelvin? I went to a church service when we first started. Woody would sit up here. They had the laughing church. All this foolishness, they just laughing, falling out. And I'm thinking, man, what are you doing with all? It's still a game. But I went to this pastor's fellowship. You remember, right? Every Friday, we would go to the walk on West Ashley. You remember that? And I would go there. And during this time, my ignorance, I'm learning Woody, but we're just talking. Woody befriended me. He pursued, like, man, Brad, let's do this. And we would go out separately. And I said, man, this is a real, I judged him. And this is a better guy. He's a way better guy than the way his church looked. Till he said, come on, Brad, I want you to preach. Open everything up to me. Anything I want to do over there, I go over there now and see. White guy, but you judge him. Some of y'all do that. Yeah. I learned from that. I don't judge nobody till I tell me about your life. Because you don't know what people been through. Right. I'm not saying you change the standard. Right. But you can't hear people going through being kicked out of houses, thrown out and been abusive. Not with Jesus in your heart. You can't hear all that and then see the struggle and still have the same opinion.
Right.
You ain't saved if you can do that. You walk out the room and you say, good Lord. I don't know about y'all, but sometime when I go to MUSC, see them children, all our kids are healthy. None of our children got nothing like that. Got lung drug babies and all of that. I can't do about 50 minutes. And when I get out, I feel like I'm new. Because it's like, oh, man, this. I'm glad I'm not in here, boy. Woo, you feel the weight. You go through that, I pray. I purposely go through with the children. You don't mind if I pray with you? The family gathering. Because the baby got to go through the seventh surgery. Remind you of used to come on Saturday morning, that hospital with the cancer, St. Jude. You remember St. Jude? Remind you that there are families that are struggling there.
Yeah.
So how you could just rise on the scene and talk about the kingdom is here, you need to be born. You can't do that.
Right.
These people hurt. Yeah. Go down and get with them. Yeah. Help them. Build them up.
Yeah.
Speak a word. Sometimes you can't talk about the kingdom till you can pray with people.
Yeah.
When I was coming back from somewhere, I don't know who was riding with me, Columbia. I said this, all of you, Kelvin, Maxine, Eric, Tika, Jason, Shamika, Andy, all of you that's going to be taking over areas, I want y'all to go into the nursing homes once a month. And I'm going to arrange it between now and the end of the year. Once a month you go in there. Because that will get your heart right. Because they ain't listening to what you say. So you can forget that. They're drooling. They're not going to listen. But the only thing that matters, consistency and rubbing that back in the love. They'll start feeling your spirit in the nursing home. They can feel, oh, this person is consistent. I was in West Ashley going down 61. I don't know what they call that nursing home. I've been in there for 3 years, Max. The first year, the white people in there wouldn't even look at me. From Virginia to Hills, and they all in there. I would come in there, and they just look at me. You could hear that N-word. You could cut it with a butter knife. I'm serious. But over a period of time, every Thursday at 10 o'clock, here come, you know, I don't even know if they know my name. I didn't introduce, they're not into all that. You just got to come enough before they want to hear all that. And you're just coming. Okay, let's roll. I start going down to their rooms where they weren't near Kelvin. Rolled. One time I went and got lunch for somebody and brought it back. In other words, you're just getting involved. Like, I'll be back next Thursday. God bless you. You look, you reach your hand out. They don't shake your hand the first time. That was the hardest place I ever been to. In the nursing home. But I plugged in to the point them had them all going now. They wouldn't let me leave without praying. Three wheelchairs walking me to the door. Come on, you're going? The kids, they probably don't remember. I bring them. Take them to the nursing home. They love to see young people. Y'all know that. When you bring the young people, they love it because their families don't come see them. You got a ministry in and of yourself just to bring your children to the nursing home on Christmas. That's why I do that. Because the people don't even come see them. But you got to get tender, because love is something that is permeable. It's a spiritual thing. It's not just talking. It's being there sometimes. Being available. Being just loving people. Going where they at. These people don't want to hear no kingdom. They ain't going to hear that. They're going to die before then. But you got to stir them. One nursing home we was in West Ashley, right down the street from my mom and them. Mother Green. I still go see her to this day. Who was with me the other day? I think it was Shamika. You was in the car with me, and I was like, I'm about to go there. And I think I told you that. I was telling you, I don't know, you might have been in. I was telling you, I'll go down here to Wright Cross. When you get to Ackerby, she's in there. That nursing home. As soon as you cross the bridge, Driftwood. She's in Driftwood. And when she's in Driftwood, you go there. And Mother Green, you go. She come out of Joiner Church. David Joiner Church. And she'll tell you straight up. You get her, she's sitting in there with her hat on. Still just out of it. But she know. Hey, you know. And every time I'm about to leave, you give me a ride to the store because they ain't feeding me in here. They ain't feeding me in here. Come on, I go get my bags and I'm going to take this. And the nurse is telling you, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. They ain't feeding me in here. They don't know how to do. And she having church in there. And you just let her go. She might have already passed away. She just was on my heart this week. I got to go because it's been about 3 months since I've been there. But what am I saying? Love can be felt.
Yeah.
You're not growing because you preach it. You're growing because you got love. And let me tell you something else. Love, y'all know what the Bible says in John. God is what?
Love.
So when this kind of love is in you, God can be seen.
That's right.
You ain't got to force people because it's love. Love covers sin. Love covers. It protects. When you get offended easily, it's because you need more love. Just love. Just love. Okay? As I said, you'll remember this. Those of you that will have mega churches in here, remember what I'm telling you. The retarded theory is real. When you know somebody is retarded, you excuse them.
That's right.
Of you are not walking in love with people. That's why you don't excuse them. Somebody can say something to you and you just like, well, you know, why Keisha said that? Now she's supposed to know me. I didn't told you people don't know you like that. You think people ought to know you, but people don't know you like that. You grow to know people.
That's right.
And stop knowing people by the natural, because it's very tricky. Because people change. People go through fads and you saying, oh, I thought, I didn't never think she would do that. You don't know the devil. Tell that to Eve. You think Adam thought Eve would have been used of the devil to channel hell and everything through? No, he didn't know that. But guess why we do that? Because we got wrong association. Get rid of the wrong people. Stop hanging around with people who ain't building you. Change your association. Because that's the reason why we don't continue. Now let me give you some things that you got to do if you're going to continue. We're talking about continuing, building. Continuing to build, I should say. If you're going to continue to build, the first thing you got to do is you got to make sure that you're connected accurately to the source. And what do I mean by that? That's me, y'all. You're joining me. You're connecting to me. You're not connecting to the church. You're connecting to me. So whatever way, I don't need a lot of patching up. Some of you need a little bit more than others. It doesn't matter. The truth of the matter is, are you growing? And you're getting what you need. Most of the times through Dr. Davis' CDs is how I grow. He corrects me then. If you mature yourself, you don't need people to always come and have to physically tell you. Some of you that's worldly, that's what you need, somebody to hit you in your hand. You're still at a point that somebody got to come and you got to get caught with your hand in the cookie jar and get burned. Your finger is off before you got to learn. Shouldn't be like that. Just get convicted. When you feel convicted, that's why you need right association. Because right association, when that conviction is there, they'll come and say, no, let's work this thing now. Let's work this. No. And that's how love comes through. But you can't do that when you got the wrong people around you and you ain't connected. People be telling you, pastor, reverend, doctor, they tell you all this stuff, and you didn't put me in all this stuff instead of saying, you know what? I'm simply the person God is using as a conduit to push your life to another level. That's it. Coach, whatever you want to call it. But you got to make sure of that, because you ain't going to continue. You're going to get out here and think you got it on your own. Anthony say, I'm getting married. Okay, you get married. You just can't float off. If you just float off into the sunset. I mean, what about destiny? What about purpose? You just can't let no woman come and float you off. Those of you that are single women, the man can't just come and float you off. I mean, what about your destiny, your purpose? You just can't do that. You got to let God give you wisdom on how to do it. And he will. Are you with me?
Amen.
He comes here. You know, it's kind of different, you know, when a man comes. Because I can't, you know, he's got to leave. But you got to let him know. I ain't about to be anywhere. You show me where we're going. And then that's how you go with it. Where's she at? She right there? Oh, she in the nursery, but yeah, she didn't tell you with Charlie. You know? In other words, no, because the best fit is for us to be doing the work. Ain't nobody saying we the only people, but we got to grow in this. And see, if you're not connected, you think it's anything. Relationship don't mean nothing. I'll find me another pastor. I can get anything. See, that's where the devil comes in at. Are you with me? Whenever you're connected, I wrote down some of these things, because when you're connected, you're joined to the person. This is how you know if you're connected to me. You're joined to me, to the person. That's why I was telling some of y'all before, if I ask you and I need you to go do something or whatever it is, you're not connected to me just in the church.
Right.
I mean, I might need you outside. You're connected to the person. Secondly, I'm getting these from Dr. David's book, because these are good points. You verbalize your commitment and loyalty to him. When I don't hear that, I don't trust you. When you just can't say, this is my father. I don't say you say it openly in front of people to say it. But if I don't hear that verbally, I can't trust you. Because how can we say we connected and we don't identify with each other?
That's right.
Your loyalty, your commitment. Mm-hmm. You don't trust people like that. They're just walking around. I remember somebody we had in the church. He was saved. He was anointed. You know him. How you just pick up in the spirit. See that, Andy? But every time he would get up, he would verbalize, yeah, y'all church. But he was paying his tithes and everything, y'all church. You bought a disaster. People that don't call the pastor's name. Who's afraid to call their father's name?
Yeah.
I don't want to meet. No, I don't do that. Dr. David, I tell you, everything I preach, it comes from him. Because he's the father. You want to honor the father. You don't be like, you know, you loyal, but, you know, pastor, you know, you play games because you're your insecurity.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want people to think that. Don't think that. If this is your father, this is your father.
That's right.
I mean, that's who I am. If I'm not that, then you ain't connected. Because you can't verbalize that. You're not committed. You don't commit that. I'm loyal to the church. I'm loyal to Pastor Brad, Pastor Lisa. I'm loyal to them. You have to verbalize that. You can't just say that in a slang, and people don't know. If you committed, that's what you'll do. Are you with me? Another thing you'll do if you committed to us is you'll have the spirit of sacrifice. Because one of the very first things I can tell you now, Tika without Eric, because they weren't married, you know, at the time. I remember coming down here and having a certain amount of money on the table. Tika might have put $1,500. She put just my sacrifice. Eric put the same amount. That's where that big block speaker's still here. That thing that keep burning out, still here. We bought it. The microphone is all bent up. We bought it right with that. Why? Because it was like we laying it down. That's the first thing how you know somebody connected. You can't be connected if all you're doing is getting word. I'm just a mentor. When you connect to the person, you want to make a sacrifice that means something. That's why Dr. David, when he's looking to do something, all right, Papa, I can do this. I'll do this. Because I want to carry out what's in your heart. I don't need you to tell me I can do this. If this is something you want, I'll do that. But when you're not committed, you won't do that.
Right.
You eat from a distance.
Yeah.
And you still got your own life and all of that. Man, you ain't connecting like that. So that's one of the first things you got to do if you're going to continue strong. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
You got to make sure if you're going to continue to build, be connected. We ought to identify it. Let's model this thing for real. Let's model it. Let's model it. Let's be strong. Let everybody not know where everything is coming from because everybody's strong pillars in the house. I want a whole new batch of people in 2 or 3 years from now. All y'all are going placed in certain places. Why? Because you rise up. You take my spirit. You didn't throw out all that doctrinal error talking about, well, you know, you're not like this. Don't do that. Like I told y'all before, single women, we ain't seen nobody who could pastor a church and be strong as a single woman. Model it. Let's show them how to do it and still come into the marriage and not be overbearing and all that. No. We know how to stay with God. Are you with me?
Yes.
So again, make sure that you remember that because I see so many people that they don't understand that. You can't just go out here and say, I'm going to continue. You can build by inspiration like that, but that Duracell battery going to run out. You need an electrical socket. God has to use a man to do that. And when he does that, that's how he fuels the nations of the earth. You one day will look up to your sons and daughters and you will pray. You say, Pastor Brad, please come and help me. Come help me build because they feed me, but you got all of this. That same way why I got to get y'all to Malaysia. If we weren't in Malaysia now, I'd be doing this right here. Come on. Who I got two. Hey, grab this. Come on, trying to pull y'all over. But because you saw, why? Because there's a greater anointing, greater grace over there. Now it's all the same thing. We just here and we flowing. But you got to be connected. Because some of you try to go and you try to still do things on your own. Let me give you a second thing. I only got three. Let me give you a second thing you got to do if you're going to continue to build. You got to constantly, constantly renew your mind. We already know this. But I'm telling you, those of you that really want to continue to build, because when God is building, he changes your spirit, you act out. And your mind is always the last thing to change sometime when you're moving with God. So you got to constantly be taking stuff down. No, that ain't how it is. That's how it used to be. That ain't how it is. We doing South Carolina. I'm going to be committed to this thing. I ain't going to be in and out and picking and choosing. No, I'm going to do what God. I'm going to be there every time. See, you're thinking like that. What are you doing? You're renewing your mind. You're changing it. No, I'm going to give on another level financially. My physical time. I'm going to be available. I'm going to press individually. I'm going to do more with the children. I'm going to do this. See, these are all things that will not happen in your life until you renew your mind. Patterns cannot even begin until your mind's renewed. You got to change it. Like, think about this, and y'all answer this for yourself. What you did all week? They got to do with God. I know you took care of your kids. I know you did something for somebody, but what did you do outside of your comfort zone that stretched you to grow? Not radical, but stuff that you know. And let me face it like this too. The assignment that God gave you for this season of your life, how further along are you from Monday to Friday today? Now, not what you think, not busy work.
Yeah.
Busy work is church work. But what God is telling you to do, what have you done with that? That's how you tell where you at. If you don't renew your mind, you know how you renew your mind? You go home and say, I ain't got to watch that much TV. I ain't got to. That's my head telling me that. And this thing bad off. Lord, change my head. Your mind renews. Say, the word ain't boring. I got to get in this thing. Then you go and you look at somebody in the church. Say, who I can get and help me out here? If you need that. Or you just pray. Get alone with God and say, Lord, man, I'm tired of all of this. Help me, Lord. I'm ready to go. I'm going to commit this time to you. And if you ain't talking to me, I'm going to just be sitting here looking stupid. Because I'm looking stupid already in the natural. I need you, Lord. You can't. I'm telling you. This is how I know some of y'all is the biggest impressionable. I don't want to say hypocrite, but you try to impersonate. And then it's impersonate like you worshiping. You can't go to God and just be the same. You can't go to God for a whole 5 days and be up in this church or be where you at in your house. Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Jesus, I ain't gonna do nothing. I want you, Lord. I can't. You can't do that. He'll come to you.
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
I'm tired of this, Lord. I just see you crying out. It looks funny.
Yeah.
But you better do it. Don't get pretty with it and try to do all that. You got to get before God and cry out. Lord, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Now you see that groaning. But see, some of you don't get to that.
Yeah.
Now you know. Pray with it come to the wailing wall. That's what that wailing come from. It ain't just something natural, like you just kind of do it like some of them. I heard Juanita wailing one time. I'm not talking about just doing it any kind of way. I'm talking about where you know, I don't care how you do it, roll on the floor. But Lord, I'm tired of this. Help me, Lord. I'm grabbing on to you tonight. I need you, Lord God. Sometimes you can't even get churchy with it. That's why you got to just get real and just say, Lord, help me. I need you, Lord. I'm out here doing. You cannot do that and be the same. But when you come in there with all these gadgets and you want this and you need that, the furnace ain't hard enough yet for some of you. You got to get it to the point where God has to turn it all the way up where you ain't got no other choice. Because some of you will bail out. You will cry and then stop. You think tears mean he's there. Yeah, he's there, but Lord, if you here, I want everything.
Yes.
You got to go beyond the tears and start, Lord, you did this for me tonight. I can feel your presence, but Lord, I need you more. You can't do that week after week and day after day and come home and lock yourself in a closet and start praying like that and nothing change. But we ain't doing that. We come in and we got a certain way we want to do it. The radio turned this way. And we got to have it like that. See, you got to get desperate. You get tired of what we see here, something. If my people who call, see, that got to burn on the inside of you. Lord, I want to see the cities change. That's why I can't go out here and just be playing with these old pastors that ain't doing nothing and be like, man, let's just do it the right way. Let's let God build his church. But when the student is ready, teach you all the plan. But some of you fool yourself. You go into the world and you just let everything suck you up. Be thinking you wholehearted with God. I can tell you if you're wholehearted, because you can't come out of prayer and hate people.
Amen.
You can't have hate in your heart.
That's
you ain't you worshiping another God.
Amen.
When you get before God, the first thing God tell you is go back and forgive. He said, don't even come to me first. Remember that in Matthew? If somebody got it, you got to go deal with that. You can't come before me with that. So those of you that think you can treat people any kind of way and do that, you just ain't been with God yet. Because God has a way of making you look so naked. You feel like, good God. I mean, I'm telling you, Andy, sometime if you go before God, God will make you look at, you don't even look at church. There's no such thing as church with God. He don't see it like that. When you go before God, he'll have you looking to the point where you sometimes, you just want to be with him. You fall in love with him. And that's the thing that he wants you to prioritize over everything. That's what keeps you strong. Your love for him. And guess what? The more you do that, guess what? Your love, you come out of the presence, Jaleesa, and guess what you do? You start acting. Guess what you do when you love somebody? You make way in your life for them. You make time for them. Not just to talk to them, for them to be with you. No, just, you can't come today now. I got somebody riding in this seat. Why? Because you got God with you. But I can tell you, if you don't renew your mind, you won't think that. Because some of y'all don't think the presence of God is going to come constantly. Some of you don't think God can walk with you every day. You think the presence of God is when he uses you. Mm-mm. You come out of the presence. It's just you and God. That's your personal development. You will get strong. Be strong. But you can't do that being basic and don't renew your mind. I challenge you this week to change your mindset. Stop letting people tell you you got to do it a certain way. And stop looking at the world. There are other ways. Like I told y'all for Reach this week, we're going to St. Stephen's. There should be no other week where, like I said, tomorrow we only had two people go out there, two times, three times counting the time I went. We can't do that. That means some of us, we're building by inspiration again. Are you still working on yourself being available for the church? 2012, we're still going to go.
Yeah.
So make sure that if you're doing something today, it ought to match your future. If you take days off, that's how it'll be. Your resume or your timeline will have breaks too. You know, they were saying about I don't know if y'all saw this guy. Jerry Rice made the comment about Moss, about he take plays off, but people can see that he wasn't the best. He could have been a lot better. Why? Because he was taking plays off. People look at stuff like that. God, look at that. How often do you put him first? But if you don't renew your mind, you're just going to be, you know, you might as well sign up for the Soulless Camp Jubilee. Because that's all you're going to do if you don't renew your mind. You'll go in something, then you'll get out something. Then you'll go in. And you'll never build because it'll be something around the mountain. Soulless Camp Jubilee, where people coming on. Oh, yeah, I need help with the finances. Come on. I need help in the relationship. Come on. Oh, listen, you just keep going around in the natural. I don't know why I don't have all these reasonable things. You got the reason everything. Instead of settling this, if a husband don't come, I'm serving God.
Yeah.
If a wife don't come, that has nothing to do with me serving God. I'm going to seek him first. Whether my emotions ever get right, I'm serving God. I'm going out like this. This is what God is wanting us to do, not sit there and go through these emotional paths. Where the children are going to serve God. I may go through a little dilemma here and there, but if you want to know what God is saying, I'm going to keep repeating what he's saying. I'm going to keep acting the way he's saying, and I'm going to keep doing what he's saying. Hard to talk to many of you who don't renew your mind. You still want to stay in there, in Egypt, talking like, well, you know, Pastor, I see that. I mean, some of y'all now is so bad, I can look at you, I just don't even talk. Because I can tell you out of it. The truth sitting there right there, you don't want it. And when the student is ready, it's the only time the teacher will come. And some of you wrestle with the truth, but you say you want the truth. You don't want it because you can't tell God how to do things. How many know he tells you? The last thing I'll tell you is simply this. If you're going to continue to build, you got to take a corporate mentality. If you're going to continue to build, you got to take a corporate mentality. In other words, you come individually, but you got to look at it corporately. The reason why we dropped this weekend, like I said, I really can't complain except for those of you that I, if you ain't doing nothing. Those of you working 9 to 5, I'm not saying take a day to be there during the day, but I done made a way so we can come after work at least twice next week. Ride down to St. Stephen's, give out, stop by the church, call the office, find out where the flyers, and just give out 30 of them. Because, like I say, tomorrow we have to see because we only had 2 people. And we couldn't reach but so much. So we don't want to draw, but we can do things like in the weekends, weekdays, you know, in the afternoon, we're going to start doing that as well. I thought about making Wednesday's crusade for the next 3 weeks just out where it's going to be at. So we'll see. But if we can get enough help during the day, we just go hit it. Starting, what, Wednesday, probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the 3 days we go to St. Stephen's to give out the flyers. But guess what? You ain't going to grab a hold of that. Some of y'all, if I tell y'all something like, God is touching Pastor Mark, man, you ain't going to tell me, but in your head, because of your lack of corporateness, Pastor, what that got to do with me?
Yeah.
You better give me my blessing. What does that got to do with me? That's Pastor Mark. Let him run his race, and I'm running mine. Because why? Corporate is not. You can't see it. You can't grasp it. If you're going to continue to build, you got to look at it corporately. If you don't look at things corporately, what God called you to do can become warped because you go off into the way you think it ought to be done. And most of the time, it's the world way. It's not in a corporate look. You see? So everybody, individual contributions should come into a corporate view. But that won't happen if nobody thinks big. Are you with me? Like I said, next year, New York, New York, Virginia, California, Florida, Dade County, in Miami, where CSI was at. I hope we see the van. Tell them, say, let us come. Raising them from the dead. I'm just playing with that, though. But I'm saying, we going. But I need everybody to rise. I don't need y'all to start getting, you know, this week I could see the spirit of so much comfortable familiarity more. I could see it even clearer. I'm not going to be like that. I'm not. I'm going to commit to be more keen in the spirit with you. And I'm asking you to do that with me so we can take the nations of the earth. Let God reveal to you what you need to do. Because other than that, y'all, it's going to be very difficult because we got to go. But corporate things can only be embraced by people who are growing, developing, maturing, finishing strong. Are you with me?
Amen.
So don't stop what you're doing. But let's go out tomorrow. Let's build. Let's get here. We'll meet here at 12:30. Everybody come ready to drive. We'll kind of parting up there. We're going to have to go out. So tomorrow we got to go out and tell people 5 o'clock we'll be, we have to tomorrow. Okay. So yeah, we got to do that because I think we might've got how many flies this week? 150. That's it. So a lot of people may not know. We did leave them in some of the barbershops and stuff like that. So we're going to try to go back tomorrow, and if it turns out to be like a big crusade, we don't care. You know, just us going out and telling people about God, we'll do whatever. But just be willing to do whatever we need to do. But next week, let's not let that happen. Everybody can get a day during the week. I'll have it ready for you on Tuesday where you can sign up. And I'm not saying for those of you that's working to quit your job. Not, I know you know I ain't saying that, but to take a day for this. All I'm saying is if you knock off at 4, give us 2 hours to ride to St. Stephen. Just hand out 50 flyers. I mean, that's just like you going to the ball game or going to the only Walmart that's open to get school supplies for your kids. You would do it. That's all. You know, because we need that. This week we were really desperate for that. And I understand. I'm not blaming anybody to say you should have been there. All I'm saying is we need your extra time. Give us some of that TV time. American Idol don't start till September, right? Or whenever. So y'all, come on, give us some of that TV time. Give me some of that TV time so we can go out. Every bit counts. We could have gave out 500 or 600 flyers, because think about the people that's coming in. Amen? Amen? You believe that? Will you help me do that? Amen. I know the word the last few weeks has been just kind of sobering for a lot of y'all, not real powering. But God, we're in a cocoon right now. I need y'all to not get weary. I need y'all not to get all, start listening to man's and women's, men's doctrine. Doctrines of devil that tell you what we're doing is not. What we're doing is what God's telling us to do. This is what we're doing in the nation. We got to be able to carry that. That's why your spirit got to be strong. Because it's not going to be a lot of flesh gratification. It's not going to be like that initially, because we got to build it as we take it across the U.S. It's exciting, but the excitement got to be in your spirit first.
Amen.
Can't be in the natural, because, I mean, where we talking? Because most of y'all hurting. That's why we got to, you know, you got to get born again. You got to give your life up to God.
Yes.
You know, like my college friend, I was telling her, I said, are you saved? Because you're talking yourself out of what God's saying. You ain't saved. Christians talk about Christ. So that's what we have to do. Are you with me?
Amen.
Come on, let's go to our feet. Father, help us, Lord, to be strong and to continue to build all that you're building. We thank you for Hollywood and all of the prayers that have gone off before. We just sign it, seal it, and Lord, you deliver it. That Hollywood will never be the same, Lord God. We're open to what you want to do tomorrow. Father, even as we go at 12:30, as we touch the lives of the people, Father, we pray that you'll move mightily upon them, that you will just continuously to touch every heart, move in every heart. You know, I just see in the spirit a lot of people tomorrow in Hollywood, prophecy. We're going to be given a lot of hope, a lot of hope. So as we go, we might have to go door to door. I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. I'm not saying how it happened, but it's going to be hope we're taking to that area. I see revitalization of young people. Hope, hope we're taking to Hollywood. And God's going to do something, man. I'm telling you, just trust God with me tonight. Just trust God that God is going to continue to move in this city. And some things that God's going to just rearrange as we come. As we begin to build, as your life begin to align yourself to do it for this city. There are people down there that love God, that they're trapped, but God is saying, I'll go if he can trust us to go. Get ready to prophesy. Get ready to preach. You know, get ready to share, because God's going to begin to do things like never before. You know, Father, we just thank you for our state of South Carolina and reach and how you're moving in your hearts of the people. Father, even now, right there in Hollywood, touch. Move, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing. Move in the hearts of those people, Lord God. Touch. Tomorrow as we go, let Strawberry, not Strawberry, Hollywood be the same. Never be the same. Never be the same. Yes.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.